Shot Blue by Jesse Ruddock. Narrated by Andrew McPherson. To Nora, Nathan, and Georgia. Book 1, Part 1. She hated the narrow dirt mile between their trailer and town. She wanted to erase it the same way she might spit and rub a number off the back of her hand. Rachel didn't own anything, but it was a lot to carry on soft ground. The mud and gravel road was thawing from the top down. It peeled under her steps like skin off rotten fruit. Its dampness rose into her shirt in a mix of sweat and dew that didn't feel good. She would abandon the table and chairs, the bed and mattress. The lamps were useless. Where they were going, there was no electricity. But she couldn't abandon everything. They needed their bags of clothes, a handful of cutlery, and the pair of tins heavy with flour and sugar. In red licorice cursive, the tins read, "Merry Christmas." But they weren't Christmas tins. She used them all year. Tristan wasn't allowed to help because he made her think. She didn't need to think, but to walk the mile. Yet back and forth to town, thoughts of him persisted, distracting her and biting into her shoulder more sharply than any strap. She thought of how he didn't run for the sake of running like other boys. She couldn't even picture what it looked like when he ran. And he didn't try to lift things just to see if he could. He was 10 years old and had never tried to lift her. 4 trips made 8 miles, and it was that long before she noticed the skin.